Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Was it 10 years ago we were sitting, maybe a little longer, hoping for Liverpool to win a league title? We had a party planned, H. It was all ready to go.
Oh, God, that was awful. And then we came second on the last day. Oh.
It looked like it was going to be fantastic. And then Stevie G falls over and it goes wrong.
I must have been the only Liverpool fan when Steven Gerrard slips that wasn't thinking about the league title. I was thinking about the 500 people I'd booked in for this nightclub that I knew no one was going to turn up to.
I think like 40 of us ended up 10. It was pretty good. A few weeks later, a decade or so later, your Farnham have just won the league title in record-breaking fashion, really. We're speaking here, it's not even Easter, and the title's shown up that you've won the league. Obviously, the investment has obviously played a massive part in that as well, but I mean, at the start of the season, I remember you saying on one of your club videos, you know, promotion was the aim. That was what the aim was. Could you have envisaged your team going and beating till March, winning the league title before Easter? Even you must have been blown away by this.
100%. And I think, you know, people watch enough football to know that there's so many variables at play. Injuries, referee decisions, pitches at our level, you know, massive variable, because one day you'll play on AstroTurf, another week you'll play on a cow's field. So to go unbeaten for as long as we have is pretty incredible. We won the league having played only 29 games of a 38 game season. We went 25 games from the start of the season, having won every single one of the 25, which is a new British record, breaking AFC Wimbledon's record in 2003, I think, when they reformed, ironically, in exactly the same league as we were in. They did 21 wins and... Yeah, I mean, look, we knew we'd win the league. There's no hiding from the fact we've invested money in the players. We brought players down from higher levels, and we were building we're trying to build a double promotion team, right? A team that can go and win the next level up as well, and we'll be favourites going into that league next year too. But because of all those variables that I just mentioned, there was no part of me that thought we'd do as well as we've done, as quickly as we've done. And, you know, we had such a massive target on our back for the media that we do. So we create documentary behind the scenes every week and put the match highlights out and make players into stars and characters online. And, you know, we do all the things that Premier League football does really, really well. We try and do it in non-league. And because of that, you have this massive cup final every single game because everybody wants to beat you. And then when you start to get to 18 wins on the trot, not only are you the Billy Big Bollocks blokes that want to like posting everything and filming everything, and we've got like 7 cameras at every ground that we go to, but also we're the guys that no one's beaten yet. So it gets more and more pressure and bigger targets on your back. So for the boys to pull through is an incredible achievement from the management team and the players, who all had a huge amount of pressure to deliver, and they have done, and done it in style. And I could never have imagined we'd do it in the style we have. But it is nice knowing that we've got 9 guards of honor to come, and 9 games that I can relax. Because if I'm honest with you, now being involved in a club, the worst time of my week is the 90 minutes of the game. It's awful. I've never ever suffered with anxiety. I've always been very, very confident. Always been, you know, happy and a sort of like extroverted character, but those 90 minutes are awful.
That goes out of your control because you're used to you.
Yeah. I've genuinely had my whole career. I've had full control of everything, whether it's going to win or lose, succeed, grow, whatever. I've had control, and I can only ever blame myself. And I'm watching when that referee blows the first whistle. I'm like, oh God, I can do nothing. I can literally do nothing. I'm not the manager. I'm not a player. I'm just a fan. And in that way, it also makes the moments amazing. Because I am just a fan. And it reminds me of those moments when we were watching Liverpool in 2010 to 2014 as a group doing what we were doing with the fan media and just loving every moment and every second. And you know, we ended up winning the league in crazy fashion in Jersey this weekend, which was amazing, you know, to have a European away day, as we called it, on a weekend. We flew the boys out on the Friday, played the game on the Saturday, and obviously had a massive night out on the Saturday night, and then flew them back on Sunday. But to be able to watch that happen in front of me as a fan, and we were 2-0 down with 15 minutes to go, ironically, the referees were late to the game because they were flying in from the mainland, which meant that our game was delayed by 15 minutes. And we needed another team. We needed second in the league to drop points that day in order for us to be able to draw to win. And because we had 15 minutes leeway on their kickoff time, at 15 minutes to go in our game, their game is finished. They had a goal scored against them in the last minute for them to draw, especially for them to lose. And we knew then we had 15 minutes to watch as fans to see if our boys could get two goals to win the league. And we scored in the most ridiculous fashion ever to win it right at the last minute. And those moments when you've built connections around the community, and we flew 200 fans out to Jersey, which is amazing atmosphere. And the whole weekend was just magic. But those moments behind the goal, when the goal's just gone in for you to win the league, and you see the elation on people's faces, that's what I'm saying around, it doesn't matter if it's the Premier League or if it's non-league, it matters exactly the same in those moments. And yeah, those are the moments you'll never, ever be able to recreate in Hollywood films. If you start a club, you can never imagine that those are going to be the moments that you're going to create. But those are the moments that you'll take to the grave and remember for forever. And ultimately, when people ask me, why are you doing it? That is the answer. I just give them a screenshot of my face when we won it. That was it. That's the reason I do it.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Absolutely amazing, unbelievable. I've been following on because what you've done really well, and obviously people who are watching this might want to check out. Obviously, Farnham, you mentioned before, like you've give Premier League coverage to a non-league team, so you've got the YouTube channel, you're interviewing the managers after the game, the Twitter account's active, all that kind of stuff. It feels like you've decided, yeah, we're a small club, but we're going to act like a big club. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, we're going to punch above our weight. You know, the background of me and the other three guys who came in is media. and social media and video and content. So if there's one thing that we can add to the club or non-league in general outside of just money, it's media. And yeah, I think we do a pretty good job. It means that if you've never come to a game before, you can still enjoy it. We live stream every midweek game on YouTube for free so people can watch. We can't, unfortunately, which is crazy, but on Saturdays, the ninth tier of English football is still subject to the 3 p.m. blackout, which is completely insane. But we live stream every midweek game, home and away, so people can watch it, whether or not they're connected with the club or not. And then, yeah, I tuned in
a couple of weeks ago, actually. Scored a very late goal, I think, to win. I was watching that one live.
Yeah,
I think you might have been commentating as well, actually.
Yeah, I would have been commentating it.
Yeah, doing good.
And if I'm honest, I commentate not because I think I'm good at it, purely as therapy. I talk through the game, and I feel like I have maybe that like 0.1% more control just because I'm talking it through, and it's the only way I can get through. Jersey was the first game this season I didn't commentate because I just wanted to live it as a fan, knowing that we could win the league. And it was the worst 90 minutes of the entire season. So yeah, I love the media stuff we do. The boys do an incredible job in the media team. The fact we're even talking about the fact a ninth tier club has a media team is a testament to what those guys produce. And yeah, it's a great story. And we go into the eighth tier of English football now for the first time in club history. 118 years, they've never been in the eighth tier of English football. And we'll go into the eighth tier as favourites. And that becomes very exciting. For context for people, I think Marine is like the closest, like well-known non-league team to Liverpool. And they're tier seven. So they'll be a tier above us next season. So yeah, it's all very exciting. But I love it. I can't wait for the Redmen to get involved in a non-league football team local to them. I think you could do an amazing job.
We do bits with AFC Liverpool before. We've done something. We have done that as well, which has been awesome. Before you go, very quickly, I took a lot of your time, but you did mention AFC Wimbledon before, and it's mad. They are in the tier that you guys are. Well, I just thought to leave. And now they're now a League Two football team, and we've just seen them recently celebrating a goal against MK Dons. Obviously, the history between those two sides. Like, is that generally like what is the game plan? Is it league football? I don't know how far ahead you guys even think or what the dream is, because to take over a team that's getting 100 average attendance, how high have you dared to dream, H? Because anything can be possible, I suppose, in football if you do it properly.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate excitement around football, is that the pyramid system in the UK allows you to dream.
Yeah.
What I would say is we got involved not as a vanity project. This wasn't an ego fill, as much as people will throw that at us. It really wasn't that. Yeah. And it's from the outside, it would clearly look like that. Yeah. For us, it was genuine fun. Like, how can we give back with our skills and obviously some money, but also, like, how can we have fun? We're a group of four mates who have spent basically every working and living day with each other for the last 12 years. We've worked together. They've all worked for me for years. We all lived together for years. And, you know, we're beginning our lives going into our 30s to go into a different life. You know, we're all going to have kids in the next however many years. And one of us is married now. Two of us are engaged. Like, we're different people than we were 5 years ago. And like, how can we stay connected as mates, see each other and something in common continually for the next stage of our lives? This was a really good way of doing that. And it's brought us even closer together. And we've managed to achieve so much in such a short amount of time. I think getting to that tier seven of English football is a real big step up. Yeah. At that level, you're one good season away from being into the National League system. And, you know, that is proper football. That's BT Sport, TNT Sport football. So, you know, you start to really believe in FA Cup journeys and, you know, things like that. You get the right draws. You're like, oh, actually, we've got a chance here of getting a championship team in the FA Cup. And then your big paydays start to come home. But for us, it's pure fun. And if we can take it as far as we can take it, great. We're custodians of the club. We're not owners. We didn't start the club. It's 118 years old. If we can take it as far as we can take it, then great. What that looks like, I'm not sure. But dare to dream. I've been me and the boys have been pretty successful with most things that we've touched. Farnham has gone along in that timeline too. And for me, it's like, okay, well, let's just see how it goes. And let's make sure we continue to enjoy it. And we're continuing to make decisions for the right reasons. Because as soon as we make decisions for vanity and ego, then it's over, because we're doing it for the wrong reasons. We're genuinely doing this for the right reasons, and we're loving every second of it. And how far can that go? And we're yet to see the flux point on that yet.
I'm looking forward to the Liverpool versus Farnham FA Cup third rounds.
Oh, imagine that. I just don't know what I'd do if we either travel after Anfield to play again. I mean, that's again, and to finish this off, like, that is the beauty of English football.
It's genuinely equivalent. Yeah, yeah.
Possible. In every other sport in the world, in every other country in the world's football system, it's borderline impossible for a ninth and now going into eighth tier club could genuinely play Liverpool if they win only 6 or 7 matches. And that's it. You get the right draw on the right year with all those variables we talked about before. Liverpool versus Farnham Town is highly unlikely, but it's possible. And those are the dreams that, you know, I can never buy Liverpool. I'm never going to be able to afford Liverpool, but I can buy a club that can play Liverpool. And that's enough for me.
Absolutely. My fingers crossed it happens one day. And I know you want money, but I'll be asking for a free ticket for that one.
Of course you would.
Absolutely. Right, guys, thanks very much for watching or listening to this show. It's been an absolute belter. H, thanks very much for joining us, giving up your time as well. And yeah, we'll catch you all down the line. See you in a bit.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.